I want to touch on today some of the minhagim to do with a Brit Milah. So we know that the father doesn't usually do the Brit himself, but he appoints a moel to act as his shaliach to do so. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that ideally the father should actually pass the knife to the mohel in an act of shlichut. That's a formal way of appointing him as shaliach, and also stand alongside him whilst he's doing the milah. The Rama points out that the father and the moel need to stand up when they say the bracha, because generally we have a principle that for a birkat hamitzvah, a bracha which is said on a mitzvah, sheki shalom mitzvot tivanu, that generally speaking we stand for those brachot. And he also says that the minhag is that everybody who's present for the Brit Milah also stands for the ceremony. The Shulchan Aruch says that where possible the Brit Milah should be done with a minyan. So it's not just something which is optional and nice practice, but it's something that should be done. And also we have the minhag of the Kisei Shel Eliyahu HaNavi, that prior to the Brit, the child is placed on the chair which we believe to be occupied by Eliyahu HaNavi. After the Brit Milah, we have an after bracha, the bracha v'ashekidash yedid mi beten, and there's a question there about the kos and when the kos should be drunk. So the tour in Simon Reish Samachay brings two opinions. One opinion is that it's drunk after Koreit HaBrit, after the conclusion of the long bracha. And then the second opinion is that it's said after the Bakashat Rachamim. After the Koreit HaBrit, we then go on and name the child with a Bakasha, begins Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotim, Kayem et HaYeled Hazeh La'aviv u'Imo, asking for this child to be sustained through life. And many people drink the kos after that bracha, or after that bakashat rachamim, and the Torah says that it's not regarded as a hefsek, it's not regarded as an interruption. So there's really a lot of discussion about this bracha of borei pri hagafen bichlal, because it's not, the Beit Yosef points out, it's not mentioned in the Rambam or in the Rif, but it is brought down by the Rishonim and the Gaonim. And the question is, really, is this a bracha? Is the bracha for Hasheki Dashidim Beten? Is that a bracha, hatu'una kos, a bracha which requires a cup of wine? Or not really, but the minhag is to use a cup of wine. There's going to be important nafkaminas there. The first nafkamina is going to be when you should drink the cup of wine. If it's not regarded as bracha hatu'una kos, that the cup of wine is sort of optional, then possibly the wine should be drunk straight after the bracha of borei pri hagafen, because the bracha of koreit habrit is an interruption. The second nafkamina is going to be whether the mevarech has to drink the wine or not. If it's a bracha to una kos, then the person saying the bracha doesn't necessarily have to drink the cup, but he can pass it on to somebody else. If it's what we call a bracha she'ena to una kos, meaning if the borei pri hagafen isn't an integral part of that that long bracha, so then the person drinking, saying the bracha borei pri hagafen, it's a regular birkat hanen, it's a regular bracha on a cup of wine, and the person saying the bracha has to drink some of it. And also there'll be a nafkamina with regard to how much of the wine one has to drink. Does one have to drink a mouthful, melul lugmav, which is usually the case with bracha to unakos, like you do too for kiddush and havdalah, or is it enough just to have te'ima ba'alma, just to have a sip of it, because it's just a borei pri hagafen? So those are questions which are addressed a bit by the achronim. The Rama says that the sandeik drinks the kos, but the Vilna Gaon says really that means the mavarech. He's assuming that, I guess, that the sandeik says the bracha. The Shach says that the minhag is just that the young kids, he's always seen the young kids drinking the kos, but other achronim aren't happy with that because they haven't been paying proper attention to the bracha. So the general rubrics in the Sidurim say that the kos is drunk after the naming of the baby. Some people have the what's become a brisker chumra is to drink from the kos after the bracha of Koreit HaBrit, to be concerned that perhaps the naming of the baby is a hefty. Efsek. Moreover, Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichron Olav Racha, for many, many years, he always used to drink after the Borei Pri HaGafen, take a little sip, and then have the kos filled up again, and then drink again at the end of Korei Tabrit. And then I, at some stage, noticed that he'd changed his minhag and was only drinking after Korei Tabrit. I asked him one time about why he'd changed. He said that he always believed, like those Rishonim who said that it's not a bracha to unakos, that it's an independent bracha borei pri agafen, and therefore you need to drink straight away. But then he'd had a brit a few months previously on Tisha B'Av that was nidche, and he'd been asked to say the brachot. He said the brachot, and the mother of the baby, who wasn't fasting, drank the kos, and so he realized that it was a regular Tisha B'Av even. But anyhow, the mother drank the kos, so he realized if he could say the bracha and she could drink the kos, then it must be bracha to unakos, and therefore he changed his minhag. Ad kan.